Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 4 say, "Or are you ignorant, brothers? For I speak to those who know the law, that the law lords it over the man as long as he lives. For the married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he is living. But if the husband dies, she is discharged from the law regarding the husband. So then, if while the husband is living, she is joined to another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if the husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God." This is Matt Miller. I'm joined by Bob Danker for another life study from the book of Ruth. Bob, glad you're back.
It's good to be back, Matt, and I'm glad you read those verses because they are very, this is the New Testament truth, and now in the book of Ruth we are going to see an Old Testament picture that helps us to explain what is the real meaning of these verses. Who is the old husband? Who is the new husband? And, how it is that we, who are believers in Christ, have been freed from any obligation to our old husband, so that we can be joined to Christ, our new husband, and bear fruit for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Bob, we've been enjoying, and you've been a part of it. I think you were in a program just recently with Chris right before he took off for his trip, how we've seen such a wonderful, marvelous picture in the book of Ruth. It's quite a story, and we encourage all the listeners to go back and read the book and get the life study of Ruth also. But today we're going to stop and look at the picture of Christ and the church. And I remember as a young believer reading Romans chapter 7 and seeing this story of a man dying, and it was not that clear, but with the picture of Ruth, we really see a clear picture, don't we?
That's right. This story of Ruth is maybe a favorite of many readers of the Bible, but the significance that is hidden in this story is very profound, and I believe we're going to see something here in this broadcast.
Let's go ahead and join Witness Lee for our first segment today.
At the beginning and at the end of this portion of Israel history, from Joshua to Ruth, are two prominent persons. Who are these two? In the beginning, we have Joshua.
Right.
And at the end, we have Boaz. What did Joshua do? Well, he brought us into the good land, and he took the land for us.
Amen.
And possessed the land for us.
Amen.
And handed the land over.
Amen.
Allotted to us. Amen. For our inheritance that we may enjoy.
Amen.
Joshua did this.
Right.
And then what Boaz did? My, Boaz became our husband.
Amen.
Not only just our good land, but our husband.
Amen.
You ladies do know, regardless you have millions and millions of property, if you don't have a proper man as your husband, you feel empty. Now, what Boaz did was more than what Joshua did. But these are not two persons. These are the type of two aspects of one person. The first aspect of Christ is that he gained the good land for us. And eventually, he is the good land.
Amen.
trust and joy. And the second aspect is that he is even our husband. Hallelujah. Now, in the church, we have Christ as our riches, and also we have him as our husband. In the last two chapters of Revelation, until end of the Bible, Christ still will be my husband.
Amen.
We will be the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Just like here, the redeeming husband, the very husband unveiled to us in Revelation is Lamb, redeeming God.
Bob, in this portion of the Bible, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, we see two major aspects of Christ. First, Joshua leading us into the good land, and then Boaz, the one we're married to. I think I'd rather have the second. Of course, we need the first. We need Joshua. But Boaz is a sweet picture of the one that we, as the believers, marry, Christ as our husband. And that's how we see the Bible ending.
That's right. The Bible ends with a couple. The New Jerusalem actually is a couple, the triune God as the husband, and all his redeemed people throughout all the centuries as the wife. And here, in Ruth, we can see a picture of this. Boaz, of course, was the rich man who eventually married Ruth. He also redeemed her lost inheritance in the good land. But even though she might have had the right to possess a piece of the good land, a piece of property there, if she didn't have a husband, she could never have had full rest and satisfaction. So Boaz was her redeemer, redeeming the lost right to an inheritance in the good land. And also Boaz became her husband. And this is a picture of Christ. Christ is our redeemer. He redeemed our inheritance, which we lost through the fall of Adam. We lost all our rights when Adam fell. But Boaz, as a type of Christ, redeemed our lost inheritance. So now we have an inheritance. In the book of Ruth is a piece of property in the good land. And we know the good land is a picture of Christ. So eventually Christ gained a portion of himself for us to enjoy. But still, although we have this rich portion of Christ for us to enjoy, we're still lacking something, just as Ruth was. We need a husband. Of course, the husband needs a wife.
Right.
So Boaz needs a wife. Ruth needs a Boaz. Ruth needs a husband. So Boaz is a type of Christ, and Ruth is a type of the church. And when these two are joined in marriage, this is a picture of Christ and the church being joined in marriage. And as you read there in the beginning of Romans chapter 7, this is what Paul was speaking about here. But it's a little bit difficult to understand if we don't have a picture. So here in Ruth, we have this wonderful picture of these two being joined, the redeeming husband and the redeemed wife. And of course, this will consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Bob, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and we've got a really good picture with Ruth and Boaz. And Ruth's first husband was Mahlon, I think that was his name, and he was the picture, so to speak, of the first husband who died, and that freed up Ruth to have the second husband. So Mahlon was, in a sense, a type of the old man. I think we're going to get into this more in the next portion with Witness Lee, so why don't I stop, and let's listen to Witness Lee and then come back and fellowship more about this point.
Very good.
Let me tell you, Eve and Adam followed Satan and took Satan. That means they married to Satan. That is the first initiation of incest. Human beings created by God, we all should marry to our Creator, right? Isaiah says, our Creator is our husband. Our husband is our Creator. We should marry to our God, not marry to Satan or any kind of creature by God. That is incest. So we all are incestuous. Today, who is not a married? in typology, Moabites, they typify all sinners, because all the sinners were born of incest. In John, the Lord did tell Pharisees, you were born in fornication, right? All of the descendants of Adam, we all are born in fornication. So, if we're going to understand these type in roots, you have to realize man does have two kinds of natures. One is good, one is evil. You add these two parts, you have the old man. I tell you, Christ doesn't redeem our bad part. He terminated that part.
Amen.
But he redeemed our God-created part. Amen. To recover us. We were God's creation, yet we got lost. So now, Christ dies on the cross, terminate the bad part,
right.
Redeem the good part, right. And clear up the sin of the old man for the recovery of the lost right of her fallen natural man.
Well, Bob, we've got a good part and we've got a bad part. The bad part has been crucified on the cross with Christ, judged by God through his death. But the good part that God created in every person has been redeemed through Christ's death on the cross. So there's a redeeming and there's a terminating.
That's right. This is really what Christ's redemption accomplished. It redeemed the part of us that was created by God, and that part is good. And it terminated the part of us, fallen human beings, that was put into us by Satan. That is our sinful nature, our evil nature of our old man. So that evil part was not redeemed by Christ. It was crucified on the cross. But the God-created part of our being was redeemed by him through his death on the cross. And I think this speaking by Brother Lee here is very interesting and very crucial. When God created man, his intention was that the man that he created would actually marry him, God, would marry God, would be a wife to God. That was God's intention in creating man. But instead of marrying God, man joined himself to one of God's creatures, and that creature was Satan. This produced an incestuous union. Out of this union came many, many children. And these are all the fallen human beings that have been born down through the generations. So actually, a Moabite is a picture of a typical sinner. What we all are in Adam. We all are sinners. We were born of incest, born of an illegal, ugly union between God's created man and one of God's creatures, Satan. This is very important to see here. So as fallen men, we have two parts. We have a good part, which was created by God, and we have an evil part, which we received illegally against God's ordination from Satan. So when Christ came, he became a man without sin, of course. Then he went to the cross. He crucified the evil part of our fallen old man. And he redeemed the God-created part so that he could recover for us all the rights and privileges that we had lost through the fall of Adam. Eventually, we will see, I think, in the next section, that the result of Christ's redemption is that our redeemed, created humanity is regenerated by Christ to become a new creation. And this new creation is joined to Christ in marriage. This is what God intended from the very beginning. This was spoiled by the fall of man. It was ruined. But through Christ's redemption, we are brought back to God's original intention, and we end up marrying our Creator.
Wonderful.
And this Creator, in order to marry us, has to become our Redeemer. In the beginning, with Adam, as a created man, there was no need of redemption. But because of the fall, there was a need of redemption. And that redemption includes termination, the termination of our fallen humanity, so that this, the God-created part of us, could be regenerated by Christ to become a new creation. That new creation could be joined to him in marriage. And this fulfills God's original desire.
It's wonderful to see how God could obtain his original desire in this picture with Ruth by gaining a husband and a wife. Even Boaz was referred to as Ruth's kinsman redeemer. I always thought it's quite a word, isn't it? He's even called her redeemer, a picture of Christ's redemption.
That's right. Christ, in order to redeem us, he had to become our kinsman. He had to become a human being like us. When Christ became a man to be our redeemer, he became our relative.
Wonderful. You know, also, before we go on, Witness Lee referred in this last portion to the incestuous relationship that is the source of all fallen mankind today. And I think you mentioned it. There's a spoiled situation today, and that spoiled situation is pictured by the Moabites. And if anyone would like to go back to Genesis chapter 19, 30 through 38, that gives the story of Moab and his incestuous origin. And I just want to real quick read Deuteronomy 23, verse 3, an Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter the congregation of Jehovah even to the 10th generation. No descendant of theirs shall enter the congregation of Jehovah forever. So Ruth, as a Moabite, was cursed. She was under the curse in the law, and there was no hope for her. But as we see, a Redeemer came in. That's really a splendid picture of the gospel, isn't it, Bob?
That's so splendid, Matt.
And I hope some out there, if they are under the curse, if they're in a spoiled situation, they would open and turn their heart to Christ as the kinsman redeemer who wants to pay the price, who has paid the price, to buy them back to enjoy the inheritance that God originally intended for them.
Marvelous.
Let's go on to our final portion with Witness Lee.
Ruth is a human being. Number one, she was created by God. Number two, she got fallen in Adam. And number three, when she turned to Israel, she believed in the saving God. So she got redeemed. Then she became in Christ, and she got regenerated, a new creation, new female. And she married Boaz, a new wife. So now you have to realize Ruth's natural man, created by God, plus her fallen part, they two cooperate to be the husband. And that husband is just her old man. This old husband made a lot of mistakes. So by this, she sold her right as a God-created being. Roads need a kind of union with a proper person who's married to Boaz. Just by this one marriage union, Ruth firstly got redeemed. Christ dies. On the one hand, redeemed her from sin. Whose sin? Her old man's sin. Her old husband's sin. And on the other hand, this new husband died and resurrected to regenerate these created, fallen, redeemed person. She became a regenerated new creation, and she married Christ. And here is an organic union between her and husband. And they form a family, and they produce a home for us. Think about it.
Well, Bob, Witness Lee said at the end there, think about it. And I hope our listeners right now are thinking about it. This is quite a picture, and in a sense, it can almost leave your head spinning. But if we just take these facts, there's really quite a lot we can learn from them, isn't there?
There really is, Matt. First of all, I would say that Ruth's history, as we see in this book of Ruth, is kind of a picture of our history as fallen, yet redeemed, and now regenerated believers in Christ. If we look at our history, firstly, we were created by God. So we were a good God-created man. And God, as I've said before, God's intention was that this man, created by him, would take him as the husband and the head and would live with God as a proper wife living with a husband. But if we look at the history of mankind, we can see that at one point, this God-created man decided to live a life independent of God.
Mm-hmm.
So this man got fallen and became what the Bible calls the old man. The old man is not a wife to God, but the old man, according to Paul's word in Romans 7, the old man became a husband, became a head.
So what? Instead of being a wife to the Lord, a wife to God, she actually became a head of her own, almost in rebellion against
right.
God.
Right. The old man rebelled against God, became a husband not to God, of course. God is not the wife, but the God-created part of us became the wife, subservient to the old man as the old husband. So here we have a union which God did not ordain, and he doesn't sanction it, but it's there. So God has to solve the problem. So he becomes a man by the name of Jesus. He dies on the cross, and he crucifies the old man who is the old husband. Now the wife, who is the redeemed God-created part, is now released from that old husband and can now be joined to another one. And of course, as Ruth's story goes, she was released from her first husband, Mahlon, who died, and she was joined to Boaz, who is a type of Christ. This is just our history as saved ones. We were released from our old man who was crucified with Christ. And now, as redeemed and regenerated believers who are now a new creation, a new man in God's new creation, now we can lawfully, rightfully, be joined to Christ as our husband. And we can live a married life with him. We can have a home, which is the church. And we can bring forth children for the fulfillment of God's eternal plan. This is a marvelous picture here in the history of Ruth. This is just our history. It should be our history, right? We have experienced this. We need to experience it more and realize that we are now married to the Lord, and we should live together with him as a proper wife.
Our history is really contained in the history of Ruth. She was condemned, but she made a decision. Orpah, her sister, didn't make that decision. She decided, and that's a picture of us making a decision to receive Christ and follow Naomi back to the good land. And then eventually, our need, we were hungry. Naomi led Ruth to glean the fields, to satisfy that need of hunger. Eventually, satisfying the hunger wasn't enough. She also needed a husband. She needed a home. She needed a place to rest. And eventually, as we're going to see as the life study of Ruth concludes in the days ahead, she eventually has a child. And that child is the grandfather of King David, eventually where Christ came from. What a wonderful picture. I guess our time's up, Bob. We're going to have to stop here. I appreciate you being with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Matt.
If you'd like to call and get a copy of the life study, I hope that all those listening can appreciate the riches that are in these life studies from Witness Lee. For Bob Danker, this is Matt Miller, thanking you very much for listening to Life Study of the Bible.